This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, this is BJ. Thanks for listening to our show's podcast. If you're a fan of all things geeky, you should check out my other podcast, BJ Shea's Geek Nation. We have new episodes every day, and you can check it out at BJGeekNation.com.
Your driver's license is important so you can get back and forth to work, get your kids to school, and back and forth to daycare. If your license has been suspended because you can't pay your tickets, you can't do any of those things. Let's talk about Chapter 13 bankruptcy. You may have heard that tickets cannot be discharged, but they can be dealt with in a Chapter 13 case. Why not come in for a free consultation? The chapter you choose will make all the difference to your getting back, legally, on the road. Let's design a plan to pay off your tickets and restore your license immediately. I'm attorney Travis Gagne. Please contact me today at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com.
99.9 KISW, the Rock of Seattle. Well, unfortunately for Mariners fans, they can't say this, but the Boston Red Sox fans can. They're pretty much a win away from winning the American League East.
Big time, baby, huh?
And also getting home field advantage for the entire playoffs. They're having a fantastic season. It's reminiscent of the Mariners' 116-game season that they're having. And I say that because there are a lot of similarities that I'm not happy about. But they had a banner made because obviously they're going to be able to put up 2018 Eastern Division champions. And, well, they have to have a banner made. And in the process of it being delivered to Fenway, the banner somehow fell off the delivery truck and onto the highway, where it was discovered by three dudes who were buddies. They were out on a coffee run. They were like, hey, look at this. So they grabbed it off the road.
This is wicked awesome.
Held the banner hostage.
Now, I want to give a shout out. Someone who must be listening to us in Massachusetts, he sent us a text first thing in the morning, and his name is Eric, and he said, you got to find the audio of these idiots that found, the dummies that found the Red Sox banner. That way you could teach Seattle how bad the Boston accent is. And I was like, oh yeah, dude, we already have that story. We're going to do it at 7:47 this morning. And so he said that first thing in the morning, like at like 5-something, and then he just sent me another message. He says, I'm at my desk at 10:50 or 7:50 our time, just to hear the reaction of these two guys from Massachusetts. And I just wanted to give him a shout out, because I think it's awesome that he made it a point to be back so he could hear us react to these idiots from Boston.
Oh, Eric. Eric knows, because he lives there. He knows, yeah. And the thicker the accent, the chances are the more of an idiot that a person can be.
Well, when you listen to this audio and you just hear just like the entitled attitude that these guys have, they just sound so shady. But it makes it hilarious because of that thick Boston accent.
And that they said they would return the banner. Of course, they were holding it hostage, so they returned it for a price, which would be playoff tickets. They were like, yeah, you want the banner back? You got to give us playoff tickets.
And then I'm like, pull over. This is something. What is it?
So I ran across the highway to grab it. Hey. Brought it in the car. We had no idea what it was. Yeah. We want to give it back to them because it belongs to them, and it doesn't belong to us. Yeah. But in reciprocation, we would like, maybe to go to a nice playoff game.
Or sure.
We were looking for something. We just don't want to hand it over to them.
Right.
We need to negotiate here. We want we're looking for
we're working too.
Yeah.
We need to negotiate here.
Oh, these guys totally sound like Bostonians.
That's
really
totally
do.
Real. It's not someone faking an accent. That's so thick.
I know.
In the car.
Yeah, you're watching Family Guy and you think, oh, they nobody sounds like this. Yeah, they do.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
And then they do.
Yeah, they do.
I mean, these guys are like the idiot Departed brothers.
You're absolutely right. They really, really are. And that logic is just, hey, we got to get something, right? Come on. We found that it's not ours, but we found it, so we want to get something for it.
I love it. It's like, we need some reciprocation.
Yeah. I'm using a big word here, so what do you say? Come on, John Henry. Come on. Come on. Give me something.
We found something that's not ours.
We want to go to the playoffs. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. And, of course, they really believe they deserve these tickets.
I mean, my man had to run across three lanes of traffic.
But we know that that's the original one.
We were told there was only one made.
Yeah, we were told there was only one
banner
made.
So at that point, that tells us. But then they told us they had a duplicate. So if they do try to put a duplicate up, you best believe we're going to show up and say,
we have the right one.
That's not the that's not the original.
So we're hoping that they don't make one and they put the right one up.
We're hoping they do the right thing. Yep. You know, we did the right thing. We could have kept it. We could have put it on eBay.
God.
You know, we got connections where we could have reached out to sources.
Oh, you got connections.
We're big supporters of the Red Sox.
Yeah, you are.
We did the right thing. We stole this, basically.
Yeah, unbelievable. These guys are really, they are just geniuses. They are geniuses.
I like how they're, like, finishing each other's sentences, too.
Yeah, this Tweedledee and Tweedledum.
Oh, man.
But I'll tell you what, I'd go out drinking with these two morons any day of the week.
Oh, yeah.
Because you know it would be fun. These are the guys that we met that one time we're in the bar. Not the exact guys, but the type of guys where we're at a bar in Boston, BJ and I. I'm just wasted, and I'm talking with these dudes, and they're just total meathead idiots, but not nice enough. But you could tell, like, we're one or two drinks away from something weird happening.
Oh, yeah.
And if I'm like, hey, because bar's closed, like, why don't you come with us and just drink some whiskey in the car?
Yeah.
And I'm like, yeah.
I think we're done.
Quick shot and I'm out.
Yeah. I'm telling you, so many guys are like that in Boston. So many guys, hey, how you doing? Hey, what's going on over here? Come on, it's ours, right? We found it. We had to go across three lanes. That's three lanes on 93, okay? Come on.
I just love the dudes. It's like, I hear they made another duplicate, but it's not the real thing.
Yeah.
Are we listening to audio of a mob movie?
It really is hysterical. It really, really is. Well, the Red Sox were like, yeah, no, we're not giving you idiots anything. Matter of fact,
they didn't even bother.
Yeah. The Red Sox, like, no, that's not going to
happen. Didn't even offer them, like, a magnet schedule of the playoffs or something.
They don't realize what low-level operatives they are. That's the funny thing is, these guys don't, they think they're playing in the big leagues, like, themselves. They don't realize, like, no, the Red Sox, really? You guys, you low-level achievers, you, it's like going to the Godfather. You think, you know what, you got a little mom and pop theft business going on, and you're going to the Godfather trying to extort from him. They have no idea.
You mean to tell me on the day of me clinching the division, you're going to come to me and say you stole my banner? On the day of my daughter's division clinching quinceañera, you're going to do this to me?
I mean, they that's how stupid they are. They think that the Red Sox will cave. That's how stupid they are.
But I just love that they think that this banner, this piece of cloth, has that much value. I mean, yeah, it probably cost a decent couple of dollars for the Red Sox to make it. But it's not like this was passed on to them by Babe Ruth.
No.
There's no history to this banner. This banner hasn't been hanging in Fenway Park for 50 years where, you know, there's a historical significance to it. If they lose it, they have people that can make new ones.
Yeah.
So there's no value to them to have to play this hostage game.
You know what I love?
They should have just kept it and hung it in their basement.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. That would have been cool. And then people say, oh, we lost the banner. We just got to make a new one. They won't know where it went. Probably figured a couple of knuckleheads picked it up. Yeah. I mean, that, you know, instead they tried an extortion situation. And, boy, they caved quick, by the way. These guys caved quick. They were like, we know people. We can throw things. Next thing you know, the company that made the banner said, yeah, hey, geniuses, you stole our banner because you picked it up and it's not yours.
Right.
That's a crime. Meanwhile, you know, Tweedledee and Tweedledummer were like, oh, yeah, you're right. I guess, you know what? Never mind. Here you go. Hope everything's okay. No problem.
Go Sox.
Yeah, really. And so they returned the banner. They got nothing. And they returned it in time for last night's game because the Red Sox are just basically, while they're playing the Yankees, one win away from doing it, even though the Yankees continue to just beat the crap out of them. And so maybe today will be the day. But they have the banner back. So if the Red Sox do clinch tonight, right, they'll be able to lower it at Fenway Park.
But it's not like they stole Tom Brady's Super Bowl jersey. There's no value to this.
Yeah, there really isn't.
Somebody was hoping that we could play that audio again with the Godfather music in the background. I think the second clip was the one where they kind of get all mobster mentality.
Yeah, let's see if this actually does fit. These are the two geniuses, and they're talking about why they deserve playoff tickets for this banner.
I mean, my man had to run across three lanes of traffic.
But we know that that's the original one.
We were told there was only one made.
Yeah, we were told there was only one
so
banner
at that
made.
Point, that tells us, but then they told us they had a duplicate. So if they do try to put a duplicate up, you best believe we're going to show up and say,
we have the right one.
That's not the right. That's not the original.
So we're hoping that they don't make one and they put the right one up.
We're hoping they do the right thing. Yep. You know, we did the right thing. We could have kept it. We could have on eBay. We could have, you know, we got connections where we could have reached out to other sources. We're big supporters of the Red Sox.
I love these guys. And I'm going to tell you right now, I'm going to go on the limb because a lot of you folks don't know Bostonians, but I think they're stoners completely. They're Boston stoners because they could have been a lot more aggro, but they, especially one of the, you know, we got that. It's like, okay, you guys, they recently legalized marijuana in Massachusetts. You guys are having a good time with it because this is a stoner idea.
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
I want to know what their connection is.
Yeah.
Like, who's that guy?
Oh, we got a sauce.
Uncle Vito?
Uncle Vito will he'll take give, care of it.
He'll take $50 for this thing. What do you want?
Their source is nobody who's over the age of 40 because the first thing you would say is, what are you, stupid? You have what? That's the real banner? You think they're not going to give you idiots nothing? Give it back before you're in jail, you morons.
It's just proof that not all heroes wear capes.
No, that's true. That's true. These guys are true heroes.
And not all idiots wear dunce caps.
Yeah.
I love this. This is Radio Gold. I want to party with these guys immediately.
Yeah. Oh, man. See, now I know why the Red Sox aren't winning. These guys have jinxed it.
Yeah. What if they end up not there? They're the new GOAT.
Wow.
It wasn't like a
yeah, the Billy, yeah, the Billy Goat. Yeah, right. The Billy Goat. Yeah, Bartman.
Yes.
Yeah, what if they're the new Bartman like he did for the Cubs? That you're absolutely right, dude, because they have just looked like a team that can't win a game, let alone win their division in the last couple of games against the Yankees. They look pathetic.
These guys are the bad luck charm, man.
Yeah, this could very well be. Oh. How epic would this history be? Because their magic number is 2. All that takes is them winning and or the Yankees losing to decrease that number by 1. What if the Red Sox never win another game?
Ever.
I mean, really, for the rest of the season. What
for
if
the
they,
rest of their careers.
I mean, how sad is that?
This sounds like a SNL skit.
So doesn't it?
Yeah. Oh, so it's a great term for them. They're the Bostoners.
Yeah, Bostoners. That's
nice.
It. Yeah.
And we're looking for some reciprocal behavior.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. I mean, really, it is like the Departed. You're absolutely right. It is really the Stone Departed. Oh, that's
those guys
think.
Rule.
They do. I got a question. Did one of the biggest rock bands of all time announced they are calling it quits on America's Got Talent? Yeah, there's a lot there. And we've got the audio. You're going to hear it at 8:17 on The Rock.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle. On AGT last night, America's Got Talent.
AGT.
Kiss actually performed. And then guitarist Paul Stanley announced that Kiss is calling it quits.
It's so weird when you see bands that you love. I know Kiss is a band that's not never going to be accused of being sellouts because they're just sellouts. They've already sold out for. But it was weird because they're in the beginning, they're doing the opening riff to Detroit Rock City, and then they just go right to the chorus. They completely butchered their own song and then said introducing, like they introduced the hosts. Then they went right to the guitar solo, and then the crowd reacts, and then they end the song. And it was like they turned Detroit Rock City into this rock anthem into a 1 minute jingle, and it really bothered me.
Yeah,
I'll have to send it to the Rev and see if he can grab it so you guys could hear it. Though.
It doesn't surprise me, dude, because that's what those shows want.
Yeah,
but you're right. If you're familiar with the original, you're like, what the hell just happened
there?
Yeah,
it was a bummer.
Here's Tyra Banks talking to Paul Stanley about Kiss's End of the Road World Tour, which is going to be their final tour.
Okay, so you guys are heading out on your End of the Road Farewell Tour. How's that going to feel?
Well, this is going to be our last tour. It will be the most explosive, biggest show we've ever done. People who love us, come see us. If you've never seen us, this is the time. This will be the show.
All right, well, we're going to make sure that all of you guys check that out, right?
Right?
What a weird way to call... I guess call it quits or announce that you're calling it quits. That seems like a very odd way.
Well, yeah, on America's Got Talent. But, you know, Gene has been a brilliant man and probably figured this is the place that will have us, that will get us a lot of eyes.
Oh, yeah, I mean, it's a huge show.
But would you ever believe that Kiss would show up on a show like this and talk to Tyra Banks and be... It's just such a weird... It doesn't feel right to me.
20 years ago, no, I would have never thought that. But within like the last 10, 15 years, absolutely.
Yeah.
I mean, I got to see them on their first reunion, quote-unquote, tour back in 96. I remember in college, we drove all the way down to Albany just to go see my buddy Josh and I, also a huge Kiss fan, and the Deftones opened up, which was very weird because the crowd was not feeling that because they were not a known band at the time. But I thought that was awesome to be able to see them all with the makeup again. I've seen them any chance I get when they come to town. One of my favorites was at the White River because I got to bring my buddy J-Mac, and he's never seen them live. I don't think he's ever been to a rock concert. And that it was them and Def Leppard, and that was awesome.
Oh, what a show that was, huh?
But of all the ones, still to this day, my favorite was I got to take my brother to the Key Arena when he was here stationed in Bremerton with the Navy, and we went and saw Kiss. And I got to do the stage announcement, and I gave my brother a shout out on stage because I was like, "Hey, who is here?" Because like their older sibling introduced them to Kiss, and he's like, "Yeah." And I'm like, "I'm right now getting to experience that with my brother who introduced me to this band, and now I'm going to be able to sit back and watch them here." It was a cool moment.
Oh, that's really cool.
Yeah. So then he got a kick out of that too because there's his brother up on stage.
Yeah.
And I got told by the management of Kiss that I said the F word more than anyone's ever said doing one of those radio stations.
You were nervous.
Congratulations. Yeah, when nervous, I curse.
Yeah. Yeah, you were nervous.
And Rev, you got the...
Yeah, I got the...
So this is what you're calling the butchered version of Detroit Rock City.
But intentionally butchered, yeah. So they kicked off America's Got Talent with this... They call it a live performance of Detroit Rock City, but it was like they turned it into like the intro jingle. I mean, they sound great, but it's so weird to hear them totally restructure their song for America's Got Talent.
And that is your attention deficit society at work.
Yep.
That's all we want is just that minute.
Just give us the hook.
Yeah.
Don't bore us. Get to the chorus.
And then
introduce Tyra Banks, too, while you're at it.
Good for them, though, man, that they're still relevant enough. They were on the AGT finale. You can say what you want, but they're still here, and people still care.
So he says, does Kiss still wear all the makeup at their shows? Yeah, of course they do.
Yeah.
I mean, they obviously had that moment. It's funny, though, the hardcore Kiss fans, they're like a backlash against the band because they don't play any of the non-makeup songs. So like Lick It Up and songs along that. I don't know if they have recently, but for a while they didn't. And people would be upset. They're like, hey, you wrote all these cool songs. You know, cool is relative. I know the non-Kiss fans, but I agree. But you never play those songs because they weren't written during the makeup era.
Yeah, I didn't realize that they would actually make that distinction. Why? Who cares if you had makeup on or not when you're playing? If they're good, play them.
I guess they just felt that, you know what, we should do the hits that were written while we had the makeup on and not the songs that we wrote when, like, come on, man, let's put the X in sex. I want to hear that heartfelt song.
Steve wants to hear it.
Wow.
Well, somebody says that they saw Kiss in 1977 on my 12th birthday. This new show will never compare to the young original Kiss shows. If I had a time machine and you said you could go and see any concert, I would want to see Kiss 76, 77 era when they were on fire and they were young and hungry and just over the top.
I mean, you can say that, Texter, but I mean, is there anything that 40 years, 50 years later is as good as it was when it was originally done? I don't think that, I mean, where you have the original members, like, look, I'm a big Beach Boys fan, but they go out and they still perform, but they're nothing like they were back in the day because, well, they're 102 now. I mean,
you're right.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think that's a shot on anybody. I mean, obviously, it's never going to be as good, like you said, Steve, unless you have that time machine.
It would be awesome, though, to go back and see them when they were I always love those stories of them. They used to open up for bands, and I think one time they even opened up like Three Dog Night or something ridiculous.
Dog Night was the bats going back.
But it got to the point where bands did not let Kiss open for them because they stole the show. Because,
yeah,
you know, Kiss went up there and they didn't care. They're like, yeah, I know we're the openers and we should, you know, some people felt that they were being disrespectful by having all the crazy pyro or just the over-the-top stage performance. Because even back when, in the late 70s, they were doing, to the best of their abilities, these over-the-top shows with a limited financial budget because they were putting it on themselves. But they didn't you know, mail it in when they were the openers. And so a lot of these bands that they were headliners were like, yeah, don't want you guys opening for us anymore.
That's how you get to be a closer real quick. You get to be a headliner real quick when all of a sudden you're popular and nobody wants you to open. Eventually someone will go, all right, I guess you guys will be the headliners then.
So he said, Steve's drunk. That sounded great. I never said it didn't sound good. I even said that performance was really good. It just bummed me out because they obviously turned a classic song into a jingle.
Oh, I'm just excited for the tour because I realized my brother, my dad, and I don't have a lot of musical taste that kind of intertwine. And this is one band that the three of us like, so I want to take both of them to see this. I think that would be amazing to just rock out with my dad.
Yeah, I want to go with your dad, too.
Yeah, because he'll bring gummy bears, and you like that.
Those are our fruit snacks. They're not gummy bears, BJ.
They're healthy. Made out of real fruit juice.
Oh, sorry.
100%.
Yeah, they don't look like gummies.
So it's called the End of the Road World Tour. So do you think they're going to do it? Remember, didn't Paul say that they were thinking about doing that whole reality show idea where they would get a new Kiss and find new Gene, new Paul, Peter, and Ace?
Wow, that's interesting.
I wonder if that's the next phase.
You know what? How would you feel about that?
I enjoy it. I like going to see a lot of the Kiss tribute bands, like Almost Human, our buddy Joe Dredd's Kiss tribute band's fantastic. I've seen one called Black Diamond. I don't think they're from here, but they played the Crocodile once, and it was great. So I'm not opposed to that because Kiss is a performance. It's not just the music, and as long as they play the songs right and look kind of the part, I don't know if they'd ever be able to do a Key Arena again, but I would definitely go pay money to see them at, you know, wherever they were playing.
All right.
Especially if they're endorsed by Kiss.
And if it's a reality show where you fall in love with the guys, they might be able to fill up some arenas. You see what happens with some of those shows, like, you know, American Idol. You know, they were able to fill up arenas back in the day, back when, you know, when the Kelly Clarksons were on there.
Kelly Clarkson.
If they end up not doing a reality show, I can totally see if there's success or not with the whole Motley Crue movie that's coming out. I can totally see them doing an actual movie on their life.
They already did. Kiss Meets the Phantom of the Park, and it's classic.
Well, did they play themselves?
Yes.
But I want, like, the young, like, well, let's do the whole story.
You're not getting what you want.
In fairness, they had somebody playing Ace because Ace was too wasted to act in the film.
Yeah.
And which was great because they had the guy playing Ace was a black dude.
Oh, my God.
Oh, really? Oh, that's awesome.
So if you look closely, there are scenes where it's very apparent it's not Ace, really. They just needed somebody. I wouldn't be surprised if he showed up on the set and he was wasted. And they're like, who fits into his costume?
There we go.
And it's this one guy's like, I'll do it. He's like, but you're black.
Hey,
who cares?
Jimmy, get over here.
Up on the face.
Come on, Jimmy. You're going to fit in the... You'll be in the costume.
They had overdubbed voices because their voices were too slurred. It's a crap movie.
Wow.
But if you like awful films, I highly recommend checking out Kiss Meets the Phantom of the Park.
Who doesn't?
I love awful films.
Who doesn't like awful films?
It's truly one of the worst movies ever made, and it's awesome.
That's awesome. Yeah, so, well, a Kiss reality show to make a new Kiss on the heels of their farewell tour. This sounds like a Gene Simmons, just mad scientist plan. It really, really does.
Do you think they're going to stand by it, or would they eventually do another reunion tour?
Yep.
You know, if there's...
Of course. They've been doing this since 1996.
Yep. If Gene can make money, the only reason they don't ever tour again is if Gene says, you know what, I'm happy with the money I make by letting these posers go out and do it.
Yeah.
It's the only reason it wouldn't happen. As long as Gene can still have a revenue stream that fits into his budget, then maybe it won't happen.
The only thing that makes me think maybe this is a legit thing is when you heard Paul talk to Tyra Banks, granted, maybe it was just because he was singing, but his voice sounded weird. Like, it sounded like it was cracking at times. So I wonder if maybe he, you know, he's not young.
No.
And Paul's got great pipes, but he might be kind of going through the same thing as like Robert Plant, where he's like, I can't sing these songs anymore.
I'm surprised he still is, Steve. Isn't he close to 70?
He's got
to
be.
Yeah.
And his voice still sounds good. Last time I saw them, he sounded fine. But
which is an amazing testament to him, because that's not easy to do, to keep your voice like that.
But I bet if you A-beat it with like something from the 80s and 90s, I bet there's a noticeable difference.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? So maybe he's hitting the point where he's just like, man, it's just not the same.
Yeah. And that hits a lot of people. And, you know, I guess they don't want to have the guy singing backstage or singing over a track. You know, he doesn't want to be that guy. Or maybe, I don't know, maybe he is in these shows. I don't know. But if last night would have been the show if you were going to have a track.
Yeah.
Yeah.
One person says, I got to see Mini Kiss, Little People doing Kiss, yeah, makeup and all.
Mini Kiss is awesome.
Mini Kiss is great. Remember, yeah, did you go to the, I don't know if it was before us, but Grant Wistrom, former Seahawk.
Oh, yeah.
He had his Halloween parties in 1 year.
Oh, yeah.
I went to one of his Halloween parties and he flew out and paid for Mini Kiss to perform.
I know that was I wasn't there. You told me about it because
I think the next year you went.
It was a pretty epic party. You told me
it was the greatest Halloween party I've ever attended.
Yeah,
they don't really. They just kind of play along to Kiss's music. It's just so awkward.
Mini Kiss.
And I think Mini Gene might have been drunk, but it was awesome.
Of course, Grant Wistrom. He was a good Seahawk.
Oh, that he dude, liked the
that,
party.
That dude, yeah, that dude was a great Seahawk.
And now he's big into CrossFit, though. He now lives back in his hometown, Missouri, I believe.
Well, you got to go one way or the other. Either you just gain 8 skillion pounds, or you've got to continue a regimen that will keep you busy.
Owns a CrossFit gym. He's shredded. And his wife, who we knew also, she's like one of those CrossFitters that makes it to the big competitions, like to the World CrossFit Games.
Good for her.
Yeah, yeah.
They're good people. We 100%. They were always good to our show. I'm glad that things are going well for them. Yesterday, Steve, he did get this one wrong.
What is the largest country entirely within the Southern Hemisphere?
America.
No.
Europe.
No.
Spain.
No.
Yes.
No.
Spain is a really, I mean, it's a pretty big country in the Southern Hemisphere, Steve. It's pretty,
I'm not saying I would have got it right, but I clearly missed that whole Southern Hemisphere
part. You did. Yeah. Australia, my friends. That is the biggest country in the Southern Hemisphere because it's its own country. Everybody else is kind of half the country. You want a shot at beating Steve? You got it.
Today's podcast was brought to you by Travis Gagne, bankruptcy attorney. He's here right now and has agreed to answer more of your questions about bankruptcy. Here's another question from a listener. I'm getting my wages garnished. Can bankruptcy help with that?
Absolutely. One of the big reasons people file bankruptcy is because they have a judgment or a lawsuit against them, or their wages are getting garnished, and so they can't pay their other regular ongoing bills. People sometimes think that you can't file bankruptcy once they have a judgment against them or once a garnishment has started, and that's not true. Filing bankruptcy will immediately stop any garnishment that you have going, except for child support, and stop your creditors from continuing on with garnishments of your bank accounts, your wages, and in most cases will discharge that liability through the bankruptcy process. And we can file a bankruptcy case for you usually the day you come in.
Thanks, Travis. If you have more questions about bankruptcy, you can reach out to Travis anytime at choosetherightchapter.com. That's choosetherightchapter.com. Thanks for listening.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.